Yesterday, the University of Arkansas announced a generous gift that will allow the institution to transform the old field house into a state-of-the-art performance venue. On Wednesday's edition of Ozarks, we brought you comments from Chancellor David Gerhart. Today, we have more from the old field house, the site of yesterday's news conference. Jim and Joyce Faulkner are those responsible for the $6 million gift. They address the 150 or so in attendance, beginning by saying that they have five reasons for donating to the university. Their five children, all of whom attended the U of A.
And because of the education they received, they have a better life today because of it. And I could say also that we have eight grandchildren, and we hope before too long we'll have several of those grandchildren who are Razorbacks also.
Jim Faulkner, himself an alumnus, along with his wife Joyce, are long supporters of education and the arts at the U of A, having given to both the band and journalism departments, among others. Joyce took a moment to address the crowd by explaining why they are now supporting this performing arts center. The Faulkners are both from small towns. At the time, they lacked access to theater, music, symphonies, but they did what they could, taking piano lessons, serving in marching bands. Jim was in the university band Marching 100, and wrote the full score for the Gabalee musical as a senior.
So we go back a long time and not even knowing that we were getting to this point. So when it was suggested to us that we might help in creating a new performing arts center for the university, it just seemed like the perfect opportunity to combine our appreciation of the arts with our love for the university. We lived here in the 50s, so we loved it then, we love it now.
She says that this opportunity doesn't come along often, to get in on the ground floor of something as special as this is going to be, and that the repurposing of this building will help all students, all of Fayetteville, and all of Arkansas.
And we feel like this goes along with our Faulkner family philosophy to give back. And that's why we're here today.
Thank you, Joyce. I have to tell you now a couple of quick stories about this building. I'm not sure any of you here can remember when these things occurred.
Jim Faulkner goes on to say that 63 years ago, when he was a freshman, the field house was where the Razorbacks played basketball. The boxing matches were also held here. As a fraternity pledge, Jim was made to be the fraternity's welterweight representative. As an amateur, it didn't go well. He wound up in shame and with a big red nose. His second story takes place 60 years ago, as a senior working toward a journalism degree.
And I also had a new job. My job was working in the corner office, not the corner office, but the third office down from this very building. The corner office belonged to the then athletic director, John Barnhill, and he hired me to write sports stories about the Arkansas Razorbacks. And I did that for the entire year, and it was like a scholarship for me, which I badly needed because the money situation at that time was pretty tough, and it enabled me to get through and get my degree in journalism. So I feel like this building and the university taught me two important lessons. The first one had to do with what should not be. I should not be a boxer, so I took up tennis instead. And secondly, it allowed me to hone the talents I had in the journalism field, and journalism and communications were the areas that I spent most of my working years involved with. So we're indebted to the university. We're indebted to the people who are here now, and we think that it's our pleasure to make this building have a second life as a beautiful performing arts center, and it's our pleasure to do so. Thank you.
The 650-seat performing arts center will more than double capacity of current performance spaces on campus. When it is completed in about 3 years, it will bear the name of Jim and Joyce Faulkner.